Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, November the 7th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 49 degrees and sunny skies. We certainly thank Mary Ellen Withrow for joining us in hour number one today. Always good to hear from Mary Ellen, and we've got a little bit of an election update there. You know, election day is tomorrow, and Powerball day is today. Boy, oh boy. Well, if anybody has anything to say in regard to what Mary Ellen said or anything on your mind in regard to the record-breaking Powerball at $1.9 billion, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. Do want to remind everybody the Fruitcake Toss is coming up December 15th. At 7 p.m. We've got a lot of people in this. Sarah, Judy Cressup. Sarah's bringing two other people with her in her car. Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie, myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown with the police station, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, and anybody else you would like to put into this. Is anybody else interested in putting anybody else into this? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038, or have there been any updates on people who would like to be put into the Fruitcake Toss? You know, I got another receipt from McDonald's this morning, and again, I'm thinking this is pretty illegible. I don't know how I'm going to put these numbers in to get the free item. You know, as I've said now for a week, you get these receipts, and five times a month you can enter them into the McDonald's website and take about a three-minute survey. And during that three-minute survey, once you get a code at the end, you get five items for free. But I cannot read the numbers on this receipt to be able to do that because for some reason the register does not print very well at the McDonald's I go to. So, I don't know. I thought it might change over the weekend, but I don't think we got any change at all. Now, I hope everybody set their clocks back. I don't know if that helps people or hurts them. To be honest, I don't know if that affects their sleeping pattern in a good way, a bad way. I don't know how that all works out. I think sometimes it affects it in a bad way, because we get up early, then we try to go back to sleep, and it just becomes a mess. So is everybody good this morning as far as the time change goes? Other than that, if you have any questions on anything, including the elections coming up tomorrow, we can talk about Election Day. We can talk about the Powerball, which is now up at $1.9 billion, a record-breaking number. $929.1 million is the one-time payout. And or you can take the $1.9 billion over 30 years, which would be a very nice payout yearly. Has everybody bought their Powerball tickets? Give me a call. Has anybody bought their Powerball tickets? And what is your strategy for winning the Powerball? Boy, I'll tell you, the stores have certainly been mobbed when it comes to this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, as many of you know, I do not get the Marion Star, but there was a story in the Marion Star that was sent to me this morning that seems to be creating a lot of buzz. Now, the headline in the Marion Star, I believe it was yesterday, said Marion County County elected officials support reinstatement of Jason Warner, which would be the judge who I believe is in prison right now, in regard to I think they called it a hit and skip. He was a passenger in the car in which a young boy was injured. Well, apparently the names were listed in the newspaper yesterday. Judge Teresa Ballinger, Judge Larry Heiser, Judge Matthew Frericks, County Commissioner Kerr Murray, Bailey Higgins, an attorney from Crawford County, Attorney Caleb Carson, John Massey, John Doyle, John Schaefer. Apparently, all wrote this letter in which they said they'd like to see Jason Warner reinstated. And apparently they've sent letters to this effect. Did anybody read this story in the Star? I have not had a chance to read it yet. But if you have, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. I know this story brings out a lot of feeling in people, to say the least. What do you make of these letters? And apparently the way the story reads, and again, I have not read the story, apparently the way the story reads is that people have sent letters on Judge Warner's behalf to have him reinstated. I would guess when he gets out of prison is the idea. Reinstated to the bar of Ohio, I would guess is what that is. Has anybody read this story from yesterday? If you have, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Let me know what you think. It created a lot of stir yesterday when it was in the Star. And as I say, I got a note on it this morning. I don't know if people are for or against this. I know there was a lot of feeling when the trial was going on this issue with Judge Warner. But what do you make of these people apparently writing letters that he should be reinstated? And again, apparently that would be Judge Teresa Ballinger, Judge Larry Heiser, Judge Matthew Frericks, County Commissioner Kerr Murray. These would be the big names that I think we would recognize. Do you think it's right? I don't know. Anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. Did anybody get the Star yesterday and see this story? If you do, if you want to fill us in on the story, you can do that too. Would love to hear more about this story because, as I said, I do not have the newspaper in front of me. But what did you make of this story sort of out of the blue? And what do you make of the whole idea in general of it going on? So if you read the story, let me know. And what do you make of it going on? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your thoughts on this one. This is one that is very local and of high interest to people over past years. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Let me know what you think. Did anybody read? Maybe nobody gets the paper anymore and reads this particular story on Judge Warner. I don't know. Reinstatement. See, I'm trying to figure out how this would happen. It must be at the end of his prison term, and then he would be reinstated to the bar, I guess, would be the idea. I think that would be what would be going on. But I can't say for sure. So let me know. 740-751-4038. It's an interesting thing. Now let us know if you think it's right or wrong. Because, you know, I feel this is the kind of the public square of the airwaves, and for people to voice their opinion, I think is exactly what we want to hear. So if you're out there this morning and you have a thought on this whole thing going on with former Judge Warner, do you think he should be reinstated? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Would certainly love to hear from you. Again, I do want to thank Friday Brinley, our first grade listener, for sending me a package of Butterfingers as well as a nice picture that she drew of Maddie, a character that she's reading about in one of her books. I thank her for that. Very, very, very nice artwork. So it's great. I'm getting some messages here via the internet. Call in. Let us know what you think of this this situation as it relates to Judge Warner. And again, if anybody read it, what is your take on the article? And again, I think it would have been in yesterday's paper. I don't know if it was in yesterday's or today's hard copy because I'm not sure how the newspaper runs. I know it runs in different ways depending on, I think, when they get the story, things of that nature. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any opinions? I know people have strong opinions on the Warner thing. And I know people have strong opinions on the election. You know, we have the gubernatorial race coming up tomorrow. We have the local county commissioner race with Kathy Masters and Dr. Davis. We have, you know, that gubernatorial race, those polls, what an amazing spread that is for Governor DeWine. 56.3% to Nan Whaley's 36%. Over 20% at this point going in the direction of Governor DeWine. I don't know. That's going to be an interesting election. And again, we have our mayor, Scott Schertzer, running for treasurer of the state of Ohio. That, I think, is important in a lot of people's eyes. You know, how do people feel about that? Ryan and Vance, J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan running for Senate. Now, they say the polls have opened up a little bit there, 51% to 43, according to Emerson College, and President Trump will be in Ohio today. Now, I think Governor DeWine will be with him, and I'm sure J.D. Vance will be with him. But beyond that, I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. Do you have an opinion on any of these things? The upcoming election, the Judge Warner case, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't read the whole order, article. I just skimmed over it, but I agree with Judge Warren Edwards. He was against it, and I'm against it too. And it was kind of sneaky and underhanded too. This hearing, it said according to the records pertaining to the hearing, 19 individuals wrote letters of support, but now the boy that was injured in the accident. President's family was not notified about this hearing so that they could testify against him.
Mm.
Nor was anyone else.
Well, how did these people become aware of it?
But Judge Warren Edwards was the lone witness called by the Office of Disciplinary Counsel to testify against Warner. And I agree with him. It makes people have no confidence in our system here.
Do they say why they want him reinstated?
You mean the individual people?
Yeah, all the individuals who were there.
Well,
to...
I think it's because they were buddies with him, and they were just friends with him. It said that Judge Ballinger stated that she has known Warner since his senior year in high school, when she was his psychology teacher and tennis coach. She has also known him throughout their prospective professional careers, and says she cited no prior record and no history of disciplinary action before that. But still, what he and his wife did is deplorable, and they would not have had as much freedom like me. If I would have been driving that car and that happened, they would have put me in jail right away. Those people enjoyed their freedom a long time. And And just like Judge Edwards says, it gives you no confidence in our judicial system that somebody with money or prestige or notoriety can get away with things.
Well, I guess how did the people who did testify or who did send out letters, how did they become aware of this trial if the victim's family did not? Does it say that?
It says that Edwards was the lone witness called by the Office of Disciplinary Counsel. So that Office of Disciplinary Counsel are the ones that only notified certain people.
Now, Judge Warner does not get out for quite a while, does he? I mean, he's got a year or so.
I thought he still had time left, but if they would reinstate him, that might push it.
Yeah, that's very interesting that all happened, and I have to give the Marion Star credit for being on top of that story. Was it just a hearing? Did the judge give any indication on when she's going to rule on this?
It doesn't say that. It says the Board of Professional Conduct heard testimony in Warner's case on October 18th and 19th. The panel that presided over the hearing has yet to release its decision in the matter.
Well, that's going to be interesting. But it was under the radar is what they're saying.
Yeah, kind of sneaky and underhanded, if you ask me, because the boy's family was not informed that the hearing was being conducted, nor was anyone from his family asked to testify.
Well, that's an interesting point. I wonder why they were not asked to be there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
That's why it gives you no confidence in our judicial system here.
Well, it's unfortunate that apparently this has happened this way, and I would imagine a lot of people are not going to be happy with this. Now, I don't know if people can write letters at this point. I don't know what will happen with that.
I don't either. It's just like a certain unnamed person gets away with everything. I think I'm going to call him the Teflon Don, like that mafia person that was nicknamed Teflon Don because everything slid off of him.
did you get a chance to hear Mary Ellen this morning?
Yeah, I like Mary Ellen.
Yeah, so what'd you make of her thoughts on the election?
I think she's well informed. I think we can go with her opinions.
You know, the big question is, and I don't know why it hasn't been talked about a great deal here, is our mayor is running for state treasurer. How do you think that one's going to turn out after hearing Mary Ellen and just kind of seeing for yourself what's been going on?
Well, I know you haven't heard much about it in our county, but I think that's because he must have campaigned everywhere else. Because she said herself that he worked very hard. So I'm on his side, but I'll miss him as mayor. I'd like to keep him.
Well, that's an interesting point because he would have to leave that. But do you see him winning tomorrow night?
I don't know. I just don't know.
It's going to be interesting
because of the majority of Republicans.
Well,
Ohio and Marion County. But if people would just vote on the person instead of the party,
What do you make of this governor's race? 20-point difference is the latest poll between DeWine.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with Mary Ellen there that Mann should have refuted those claims because they are allowed, and I don't know why, but in their political ads, they are allowed to lie. And so here we are. How are we supposed to know who's lying and who's not? I know Channel 10 has that verify on TV every now and then, but we can't get every single thing verified every time, so we're at a disadvantage here not knowing who's lying and who's not.
It's going to be hard to see what. Yeah. But I hope you'll be with us tomorrow night when election coverage kicks off at 7:15.
Well, I'll try. I'm fighting against the virus, so I'm.
Oh, you're down with the COVID?
I'm not. No, not yet. But I'm hoping I won't, because I had been around somebody a week ago that did come down with it. So I've been trying to distance myself from people until I find out for sure.
Well, I hope it turns out good. And hey, thanks for calling with the information.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, now we know a little more about the story. Now, what do people feel? They're 34 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So apparently a hearing took place that apparently not even the family of the victim in this hit and skip was aware of. I don't know. Should Judge Warner be allowed to be reinstated? That is the question. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour here on this day before election, Powerball Day here in Ohio. 740-751-4038. What do you think? Do you think Judge Warner should be reinstated? Apparently, a lot of people do. The only one who spoke out against him, I guess, was Judge Edwards at this hearing. But apparently, people did not know this hearing was going on. So there you have it. And you got to give the Marion Star credit for that particular story. They did a great job in getting that story and getting it out to people. And I guess it was in yesterday's paper. What is your opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is your opinion on the big issue there with Judge Warner? Former Judge Warner, I guess, is what we should say. I don't know how long his prison term runs. I don't know when he would be allowed for parole, or would his, if he were paroled, would his term have to come to a complete end? You know, I don't know how that all works. But if you have an opinion, we would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Or if you have an opinion on the elections coming up, or if you have an opinion on the Powerball. Or the fruitcake toss, our old fruitcake toss here. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz here. 53 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion at this point. What is your opinion on things going on? You know, we had a lot of fun on Friday when George Kasotis came in. That was a lot of fun. I hope everybody enjoyed that. George is always a lot of fun when he... when he comes in the studio, sang the fight song from good old, I think it was PS117. George is always a lot of fun, so we thank him for coming in. But does anybody else have anything to say about the Judge Warner case? Which apparently the board that assembled to hear this hearing has not made any type of ruling at this point on if he should get back his law license. But a lot of people here in Marion apparently sent letters, is what it sounds like, on his behalf. Now, is this going to spark out anger against those people who did that? And apparently they were listed in the article. Judge Teresa Ballinger, Judge Larry Heiser, Judge Matthew Frericks, Commissioner Kerr Murray, Bailey Higgins, an attorney, Caleb Carson from Crawford County. I don't know. I don't know. Does it spark any anger in people? Or do you feel it's the right thing to do? Once he's served his time, he should be allowed to go back to his position. Is that the feeling? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have an opinion on this or anything else, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. on this Monday morning. You know, I have a what do they call that? A frog in your throat? I have a frog in my throat this morning. It will drive you insane to have a frog in your throat, especially when you're doing a radio program. Put you right over the edge. All right here. What else do we have? Oh, okay. Well, let's take the call here. Then we'll come back to this. Maybe I can get this frog out of my throat. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I do have an opinion on the deal.
Give it to us.
Now, if it was someone else, Johnny Jones, was in Judge Warner's situation, and he was writing, would he write a letter to say, you know, to clear, for Johnny Jones to get back his judgeship? You know, right is right and wrong is wrong, and that's what's wrong with our whole country. Everything is in the gray area.
Well, this is an interesting thing because apparently the Star named these people, and we know these people. I mean, we may not know them personally, but we know them. They're in the community. Judge Ballinger, Judge Heiser, Judge Matthew Frericks, Commissioner Kerr Murray, Bailey Higgins. You know, I don't know.
I've always heard that he was really pretty, Judge Warner was pretty tough. And maybe that's not even so. I don't know, because I, thank God, don't get mixed up in the law. But all I can say is, and I still think that he was the one driving. I don't think it was her, and I think he was not very fair with her. We'll see how that all turns out. But I do think that you broke the law. You, of all people, knew better. And why should you? Hey, Mary Ellen Kearns from Richwood got in the same deal, and she was a very highly thought of attorney. Well, she got to spend a little time at the big house, and she never got her license back.
Well,
and there wasn't anyone involved as far as a death in her case. It was money. And I just don't understand. That's why our kids do what they do. Because, you know, well, that doesn't mean me. Well, yeah, it does.
Well, you know, this brings up an interesting point. And I don't know what the answer to this is. But if you go to prison, for whatever reason, does that mean you should not be able to return to the life you've had if you serve your time? I don't know.
Now, if he was on the bench making a decision, would he excuse it and let Joe Blow come back in and sit on the bench? And I can't understand why that many people that we have are elected and so forth have kind of just slid under the bench because, you know, and letting him back. He made a mistake, and he should not get to come back to his original. He can go to, you know, be a counselor someplace or whatever, but he should not be allowed. What are you teaching the kids in school? You know, if you do good, they'll let you out.
Well,
it's just not fair.
Well, I'll tell you something that's interesting about this whole thing to me is that when we look at it on the whole, what do you think will be the impact to these people who wrote these letters? Because apparently I'm learning from one of our listeners out there, Kevin, is telling me, and again, I haven't seen the Star yet, but I am going to look at it today. Apparently the letters are in there that these people wrote, that you can actually read what they wrote.
Just because I read it yesterday, and there's bits and pieces, but I didn't see letters, actual letters from the people that wrote in. It mentioned their name, that they were whoever, and I think one or two, like Teresa Ballinger, she'd known him forever and ever, and she thought that he would be an asset to the community, and on and on and on. But no, if you make a mistake, and it's not like he was ignorant to it, then I'm sorry, but you have to find something else to do.
Well, and I think that becomes some of the questions here. Was he, is he culpable in business, because as you said, a lot of people do feel he was driving. I don't think we've seen any facts on that yet, but a lot of people feel that way. You're certainly not the only one who feels that way.
Well, and I think what kind of a person is if he would put himself in front of his wife?
Well, and you know, that I think is the big question here as a whole, and I've always said this back to the beginning. Now, I guess we don't know if he was driving or not. A lot of people feel he was. But based on what was argued at the trial, he was not driving. Now, if you and I are in a car, and you're driving, and this happens, an accident happens, now, am I culpable for not reporting it immediately if I'm with you, if I didn't cause the accident? Because I don't know if most people would know that.
Well, they were probably at a party, which is fine. But I would, lots of times, I'm not a drinker, but I do know that people, when they go and they are drinking, then the husband usually lets the wife drive. But I'm not sure about that. And it doesn't matter, the kid was hurt. But what I'm saying is, he knows the law. Why does he think, and would he give somebody else that break?
Well, and that's the question. And I think one of the things that probably did not work in his favor was that he was always thought to be a hard-nosed judge. I think people thought of him as giving people the strictest sentence. And
that's
what I
asked you right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Would he, if he was had a fish in the pond, would he do the same thing, or say, hey, the decision was made, that's it?
Well, I guess that, do you think his opinion would be different now if he was on the bench?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. You mean if he gets off and can go back and whatever he does? No, he probably would send somebody up the river.
So you think it never changed? What do you think of it being a secret thing? I find that very interesting.
I think it sounds underhanded, and all these people that did that, they all knew that the family of the boys should be notified. So what was wrong with all of them?
Well, and that's a good question, and I don't know the answer. I know this exercises people in Marion, but it's going to be interesting. Did you hear Mary Ellen this morning?
Yes, I did, and bless her heart, I'm glad she's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but no, the whole thing and the election and all, and then I get real upset about kids in school and so on, and I think, what's going to happen to these poor little kids? You know, we have no rules. All they give is give them a damn cell phone and say, hey, you go to school and don't cause any trouble. We don't care how smart you are when you come back. And I says, instead of worrying about if we are getting all these kids sent to college, you better hope that they can read and write by the time they're in the third grade.
You know, I would hope. It's an interesting world we live in right now. And
it's pathetic.
Well, you know, but yet we've got this $1.9 billion Powerball.
Yeah.
That's all the rage right now, I guess.
Uh-huh, and people dumping into that and crabbing because the price of gas went up.
You know, that's an interesting point. I am kind of shocked at the I don't even know what you would say, the hysteria. I mean, I can understand. People like to play the lottery. If they want to do it and they don't have a gambling problem and it's fun for them, go right ahead. But for all the complaints, And tomorrow's election is going to be a referendum on some of these complaints, food prices, gas prices, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, people are spending hand over fist on these lottery tickets. As a matter of fact,
and they just got gas and grabbed about the price of gas.
Yeah, so where do they go?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Oh, only in America, land of the free.
There you go. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Do you have an opinion on this whole Judge Warner thing? It brings out a lot of strong opinions in people, and that's good. It's good to have opinions, I think. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it here on WGH Talk. 740-751-4038. 8. Boy, the things that go on in our life. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, as far as being a judge, he's a convicted felon. He can no longer serve as a judge. The other issue would be whether or not he gets reinstated with his license. If you go to the online Marion Star, if you scroll down to the bottom, you can actually read the letters. It takes a little while to download, but they're all there. And I was thinking if it was a teacher and they did something stupid and were convicted of a felon, they don't usually get their licenses back, so why would this be that much different?
So the articles are on the online edition?
The letters and that, yes.
Okay. Now the interesting point, though, so he could not be reelected. You're a convicted felon, I don't think, can run for anything in Ohio at this point.
I don't know what they can or cannot do.
I think I read that somewhere, because I think at one point there was some issue about governor or a senator or something. And if you're a convicted felon, I don't think you can run for those offices.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
He definitely can't run as a judge.
Right. So he would not be a judge again, but I guess this is to give him back his law license and his...
Yep.
So knowing that it's just about his law license, what do you think in regard to that?
I don't think he should get it back. Like I said, if it was a teacher and they were convicted of a felon, they can't be they would pull their certification as a teacher. They couldn't teach anywhere in Ohio. Unfortunately, with teachers, they go to other states and get hired in other states, but that's another issue.
Well, and his wife's a teacher, so I don't know how that
Good point. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, and you know the big problem here, honest to goodness, with this whole thing is, and again, who knows who was driving, but the way the case played out, the evidence was she was driving. That's what we are being told. So, based on that knowledge, should a person who was in the car, who wasn't driving, who didn't cause the accident, I guess his only crime would be not reporting it, should he have to lose his law license for that?
I think so, but that's just personal opinion.
Yeah, but I think that's... I would guess that's what these people are basing this on. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in their head.
Well, and I didn't go back and reread all the articles when he was convicted to exactly find out why he was convicted, but it was a felony, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they both got nearly the same thing, if not the same. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was a felony. And I don't know. I just think it's in the long term, it's going to be very interesting because... I don't know what you do in a case like this. Well, what does it make you... Our friends here in the community, the judges, so on and so forth, who have written these letters, what's it make you think of them?
Well, I was thinking, as much as I respect Teresa, I don't care that she went to school with him. That was, 30 years ago. What he did then doesn't matter. It's what he did at that point in time, and obviously he did something illegal, or otherwise he wouldn't be incarcerated up in Toledo.
What do you make of the Marion Star's reporting on this? It seems like they've done
They did a nice job. They really did. And I don't understand how, other than, and I don't know how you would look it up, but I'm sure it has to be posted somewhere that hearing was being held, and people in the legal community would know how to access that, and they have an advantage over the victim's family not knowing to look it up. But I always thought that a felony... If they were up for... This isn't up for parole. I think this is up just to reinstate the license. I don't think this was a parole hearing, per se. And there's a difference between a parole hearing and a reinstatement based on the Bar Association recommendation whether or not he should get the license back. So there's a fine line technicality between the two.
Well, does it say how long his term... he has left on his term?
I can't remember, and I can't look it up since I'm on my phone.
Yeah. No, it's the whole thing to me is fascinating, because.
Go ahead.
It's just fascinating because I'm shocked that these people knew, and it never got out. Now I'm not saying we all look at when judicial hearings are going to happen. I can see how that would get under our nose, but the fact that these people did keep an eye or were asked in some way to write these letters. I mean, were they asked? Does it say that?
No, and I'm thinking that one or two of them probably found out about it, and the word spread. At what point do you, it's a fine here to split, but at what point do you consider one type of felony, quote-unquote, better than another type of felony? Like, a child porn for a teacher, is that any better or any worse than a convicted felon that was a judge?
Well, I think in a way, here's the big difference, I think, between a teacher and a lawyer, because he could not be a judge anymore. I think the difference...
But at that point, he was a judge.
He was, yeah, absolutely. I think the big idea between reinstating his law license is if you have to hire an attorney, does it matter that that attorney has been in prison? Because the school board has to decide to employ the teacher. But the attorney can be in private practice.
Yeah. Well, the attorney, and I can't remember how to pronounce his name, but it started with an A, and he was convicted of a felony. He's out of Columbus, and he stole money from clients. He got convicted of a felony, and do you go to bat for him and ask for his license to be reinstated when he gets out? And it's still a convicted felon. It's just a different type of crime, or different circumstances of his crime. He was stealing from clients.
Well, and I think that's, yeah. Why do you think...
There's some fine hairs.
Why do you think, on a final note here, why do you think this case brings out such emotion in people here locally? I mean, I understand we don't want... Thank goodness the kid made it okay. Thank goodness nobody died. But every step of this case, from the trial... To the sentencing, to the stay where they got out of prison and got to stay home for a while, to the appeal being denied, now to this law license, it's all front page news, and it just brings out people in droves.
Yeah, well, and the victim's mother said that the victim is tired of all this. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore. He wants to get on with his life. I'm thinking the big thing is that people knew this judge. It's not like the attorney from Columbus that was convicted, that some people knew him, most people didn't. All they knew is what they read in the paper. But this is a judge who grew up in this area, went to school in this area, practiced law in this area, and was a judge in this area. And people have more of an immediate relationship with him.
Yeah, I think that must be it. And you know, so I guess in the end, well, by the way, before I let you go, did you hear Mary Ellen this morning?
I only heard parts of it. I can't get you on the radio anymore because I haven't figured out how to connect.
To pair it up in there.
Not in a truck.
Yeah. Well, basically, the big thing we talked about is Mayor Schertzer running for treasurer and Nan Whaley being down now 20 points in the governor's race. What do you make of those two races as we head into Election Day?
Well, I don't think Nan has a snowball's chance, but driving around Central Ohio, I have not seen many Schertzer signs.
Well, you know, I think the big question, and I hope people listen to our election coverage, because I don't think they're going to get it anywhere else, and we start at 7:15 tomorrow night. The big questions are not only going to be, does he win or does he lose? Does he win Marion County? And if he does lose, what is the margin? Because that's going to be a big indicator of if he would ever run for a state office again. If he loses by 20 points or anywhere near what Nan Whaley's projected to lose by, I would find it hard to believe anybody would ask him to run for a state office again. And if he doesn't carry his own county, he might even be vulnerable next time as mayor, because people might say, hey, you wouldn't even be running for mayor again if you got the job you wanted.
Yeah, point well taken. I've been in like 10 or 15 different counties in Central Ohio and North Central Ohio, and I haven't seen many shirts or signs, but I think you're right. It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
To say the least. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. The Judge Warner case is the topic du jour this morning, but elections on Election Eve, and here Powerball Day. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on this. 57 minutes past the hour, and still 3 minutes left to go here. Boy, I'll tell you, $929.1 million, the payout on this Powerball today. Whew. That is a little chunk of change. Now, I'm trying to figure out tomorrow morning when I go get my pop if I'm going to get up extra early so I can get down and get a or vote. I'm not, you know, I like to wait and vote right before I go to the studio, which, by the way, election coverage will start at 7:15 tomorrow night. That way, I can tell people what the election, the polls look like. Were there a lot of people there? Were there not a lot of people there? That sort of thing. All right, phone lines are open. We can get one more call in here if somebody'd like to call. 740-751-4038. Always appreciate the participation here at WGH Talk. A lot of stuff today. Powerball, elections. Will anybody get the Powerball tonight? You know, we've all been surprised the last couple times that nobody has walked away with the Powerball. Will they tonight? That is the question. 740, well, we're down to the final minute here. If somebody wants to call in, have to be a quick comment, but we can get it in. I want to thank everybody who did call in. I always appreciate the calls. That's the important thing here. We like to think of ourselves as the public square of the air. Hey, that rhymes. We should start using that. Public square of the air. 740-751-4038. Don't forget to listen to us tomorrow night for election coverage starting at 7:15. And we will not break away until all the races are called, or I guess we fall asleep, would be what would happen. 740-751-4038. All right, where are we here? 20 seconds left. Well, it's been a great morning, I'll say that. We certainly did get a lot accomplished here. Hope you felt we got a lot accomplished. And we'll talk more tomorrow, Election Day. Holy moly, it's almost upon us. Well, for this day, Scott, good luck on the Powerball. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that.